Welcome to the Wildlife Around You Show, a casual nature podcast with your hosts, Blaine
and Lainey,
both nature enthusiasts.
Hiya.
Hello.
So, what have you seen lately?
Lately, we've had a fair amount of rain. So, we've had a bunch of earthworms as they like to come up and travel faster as all the surfaces are wet. So, we've seen lots of them. And this morning, we saw birds eating them. So, downside of the rain, I guess.
Yes.
Upside for the bird.
Downside definitely for the earthworms.
And what about for you?
So it is purple martin time. So
yes.
About two blocks from our house, one of our neighbors has one of the purple martin nesting trees. So they were one of the areas that purple martins migrate to. And so there are lots of nesting boxes and they look like a whole bunch of little domes. There's what do you think, like 8 or 9 nesting?
Yeah, probably easily.
In that little tree, and they were just flitting all over, and they're very, very active birds, and they have very pointed wings, and so they can change direction so quickly. And so I just sat and watched them for a few minutes as they were coming in and out of their little nesting sites, and they don't go super far away from the nests. From that nesting tree.
Not right now.
But they were all over, and the sun was out enough that, because typically, you know, the first few years we were here, why are they called purple martins? Because they look black. But the sun was shining enough that you could actually see the
iridescent purple.
Yeah. So it was fun.
Yeah. It's exciting. So what are we going to learn about today?
The cicada.
Yeah. So cicadas are an insect. They have a stout body with a broad head. With large compound eyes and two pairs of wings, and their eyes are set far apart on the head. And cicadas are typically known for their distinctive loud buzzing or clicking sound, which is made by the rapid buckling and unbuckling of drum-like timbals. To us, it looks like they're vibrating their abdomen, and it's very loud.
Very loud.
We're starting to get into cicada season, so we'll probably start hearing them before too long. Summer is a great time. The smallest cicada in North America is 1/2 inch long. Others can reach up to 3 inches long, including one in Southeast Asia that has an 8-inch wingspan.
Ours are not quite that big.
They are big in Texas, but not quite that big.
Yep.
And you may have noticed their skins latched onto things around your backyard. So when they come up out of the ground and as they grow, they leave their exoskeleton skin behind as they continue to get bigger and bigger. So if you see brown skins on the walls of your house or on trees or branches or other stuff, those belong to cicadas.
Yeah.
So where can you find cicadas?
They are on every continent except Antarctica. They do prefer warm, humid climates and are often found in forests, woodlands, and grasslands. They do not build homes, but they spend most of their lives underground as nymphs. Nymphs live in tunnels they create in soil and feed on tree roots for several years before emerging as adults.
Cicadas are most active during the day and can often be seen basking in the sun. They are known, again, for their loud mating calls, and they can be heard up to a mile away. Sometimes it can be very deafening if there's lots of cicadas around. So when it comes to the offspring, female cicadas lay their eggs in tree branches where they hatch into nymphs. They can lay up to 600 eggs. As nymphs, they drop to the ground and burrow into the soil where they will remain until they emerge as adults. And again, that's where they spend most of their life. So from the time they hatch, they go in the ground and that's where they're at. So who loves cicadas?
So many. They are preyed upon by birds, rodents, and other animals, and sometimes even humans. And we have a species of wasp here that preys on them, and they're actually called cicada killers. Mm-hmm. And they're a little scary looking. They are large, and they go after them. Some species of cicadas have developed defenses against predators, such as toxic chemicals in their bodies.
So cicadas feed on the sap of trees and shrubs using their long straw-like mouthparts. So in the ground, they'll dig in and attach to the roots and find how to get the sap. Because of this, they can cause damage to trees and crops when they feed in large numbers. Just like everything, if they're in large quantities, not always great.
Yep. Spread them around.
Several fun facts we came up with for cicadas.
They have very long life cycles, which can range from 2 to 17 years, depending on the species. I'm having a hard time with that word today. Most of their life is underground.
Yeah, so they come out in generations.
Yeah.
And so some of them are one-year generations, so they come out every year. Some are 2 years, so they come out every other year. Some are like every 5 years or every 10 years. And then some, like, you see them once every 17 years.
Which is surprising. And because of that, I was surprised that we had cicadas, because we get them every year in this area. But growing up, I had always heard that they only came in certain cycles, so it was years between them. And so it was a little confusing at first, and then finding out, oh, there are different kinds. That's why we have them every year. So some of them emerge in massive numbers, creating what is known as a cicada invasion or a cicada plague. Luckily, we don't have that here.
Cicadas are not harmful to humans, but are often considered a natural part of the environment. So going back to their songs that can be heard about a mile away, they can actually reach 120 decibels, which is as loud as a chainsaw. And in some areas, especially where these big, massive amounts come out generationally, people actually plan their outdoor activities away from their active season due to the deafening sound. So they'll avoid weddings outside in the summers mm-hmm. and things like that, because you can't hear anything, or they're on everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we usually have a handful in our trees in our front and backyard, and always find on our fence or on the side of the house the skins. We get so used to them that it's just background noise. So when we have people from out of state come and visit, of what is that? Oh, that's cicadas.
Yeah, and ours aren't super loud. They're loud, but it's just kind of one of those background white noise sounds of summer.
Yeah, they're not deafening. They are not locusts, even though sometimes people confusedly call them that. Locusts are more like grasshoppers. And they only emerge when the ground is 64 degrees Fahrenheit. The temperature triggers the nymphs to move en masse toward the surface, usually shortly after sunset.
Interesting weather phenomenon.
Yeah.
If it's 63, they don't move. If it's 65, they don't move. It has to be exactly 64 from what I found. And then everybody move together. Let's go.
Which I wonder if it would be fascinating to watch them emerge, or disturbing.
Yeah. I remember as a kid finding some that had emerged that hadn't made it out of their shell yet, that were climbing up other stuff. It's neat. They look funny. Fun animals.
Yeah.
Fun insects. As long as they're not interrupting your plans and taking over your world.
Yes. We hope you feel inspired to be someone who is more aware of the nature around you. We also hope that you have enjoyed this episode and learned something new about wildlife that may be around you.
For more information about getting outdoors and to see our photos and videos of the wildlife we talked about, follow us on Instagram at @aporterexplorer and Get Outside Daily.
To ensure you don't miss a future episode, be a subscriber to our podcast. A new episode comes out weekly.
If you really liked it and are willing, please be one of our favorite people and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'd love to see what you have to say. It helps spread the word so more can enjoy what is around them.
And don't forget to tell your friends about what you've learned with us. Everyone wins when we spend more time with nature.
You can find show notes for all our episodes at aporterexplorer.com/podcast. Until next time, we encourage you to get outside daily to see what is around you and to get back to nature.